Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and God bless you. Welcome to God's True Lifeline Ministries here on Blog Talk Radio, twice a week, Tuesdays and Fridays at 11 o'clock Central Time. Tonight, our brother Barney will be sharing the true word of God as always. So we're going to just take a moment of time to open up service, and while we're gone for this moment, please, God bless you, get your Bibles ready and to hear the true word of God. We'll be right back. God bless you.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. By your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall?
Father, we come before you tonight, Lord. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Father, for the word that we are about to receive in the name of Jesus tonight. And Father God, we pray, Lord, that your word, Father, will just intervene in each and every soul, Lord. from around the world that is listening to your true word. Father, may you plant that seed, Father, of good fruit, that we may bear good fruit in you, Father God. And Lord, we pray tonight for the Holy Spirit just to flow through this line and to flow through every caller and every listener. Father, we pray tonight, Lord, that your will and only your will be done upon this radio and upon Barney. Father God, we pray for no hindrance and no confusion. And Lord, we just pray, Father, tonight that you will use Barney as your vessel and as your tool, Father, that every word, Lord, that comes from his mouth, Lord, will be led by the Holy Spirit. And may he serve you, Father, in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name we pray, and we all say amen and amen. Well, glory goes to God. I'm going to turn it over now to our brother Barney, and he will allow you to know what our beliefs and everything else. So God bless you, Barney.
Amen. Thank you, Nancy. God bless all our listeners that called in, our regular listeners, and those that are listening on the Internet. And also our new callers. God bless you all. For our new callers, we are non-denominational. We believe in the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We believe in the Trinity. We believe in John 3:16 that God so loved the world, his people also, that he sent his Son to die on the cross for our sins. And on the third day, he is risen. And we believe he is risen on the third day, and he's coming back at the seventh trumpet. Amen. And we both also believe you must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. You have to be born again. We believe in the Old Testament and the New Testament and all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory goes to God. I do have a lot of scriptures, as usual, so get your pencils and papers and Bibles ready, and you could read along with me. And tonight I'm going to start in Mark chapter 2, starting at verse 15. Mark chapter 2, starting at verse 15, and it goes like this. And it came to pass that as Jesus sat at the meat in his house, and many publicans and sinners sat also together with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many that followed him. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we give you the praise and the honor and the glory. Lord, we bow down before you and we worship you. Father God, I ask that through the power of the Holy Spirit, you will lead us and guide us into all truth and minister to us. Give us the knowledge and wisdom and understanding through the power of the Holy Spirit. Open our eyes, open our ears, and prepare our hearts, Lord, to receive your word. And Father God, let your word be planted in our hearts and let it grow and bring much fruit that will be holy, pleasing, and acceptable unto you. And let us apply your word to us, to ourselves, and grow in it. And also give us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that we may share it with others, that you would be glorified. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, we thank you and we praise you. Amen and amen. Verse 16. And when the scribes and the Pharisees saw him eat with the publicans and sinners, they said unto his disciples, how is it that he eats and drinks with publicans and with sinners? Amen. When Jesus heard it, he said unto them, that they that are whole have no need for a physician, but they that are sick. I come not to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance. Amen. Glory goes to God. Well, this particular scriptures, he not only gave them one answer, but he gave them three answers. First of all, he did not come for the righteous. Well, the Bible says there is none that is righteous. Amen. And second of all, he said he came for the sinners. And this is a very popular scripture, and I hear a lot of people looking for loopholes. Well, Jesus loves the sinners. God loves the sinners, and he came for the sinners. But they leave the rest of the scripture out. It says, but he came for the sinners to repentance. I came not to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance. God does love the sinners, and he proved it, and he sent his son. But he doesn't just call the sinners, he called them to repentance. Amen? So yes, there is none that is righteous. He came for the sinners, all have sinned, and he came to call the sinners to repentance. Amen? John chapter 8, starting at verse 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believe on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples. Amen. Those that call upon the Lord and follow the Lord, he said, if you continue in my word, then indeed you are my disciples. 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. So he's saying to the sinners in John, what we're reading, chapter 8, verse 31 and 32. He's telling us the answers to the sinners, that the sinners must come to repentance. Repent from what? From all sin. And how do we do that, Lord? If we would ask them, he's telling us right here in John chapter 8, 31 and 32. Then said Jesus to the Jews which believed on him. These are Jews that believed on him. If you continue in my word, and you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Amen. 33. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou that you be made free? So they did not understand what he was saying. 34. Jesus answered them, truly, truly, I say unto you, whosoever committed sin is the servant of sin. So what the Lord is telling them, if a person committed sin, then that sin is their master and they're a slave to sin. Verse 35. And the servant abideth not in the house forever. A servant is a servant, in other words. Is not a family member, is just a servant. But a servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son, a son, abideth forever. Why does a son abide forever? The son is a family member. Amen? And
Amen.
This is what Jesus came to do. He came to set us free from being slaves to sin and to make us children of God. And this is where a child of God abideth. Where? In the house of the Lord, with the Lord, forever. Amen.
Amen.
If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me, because my word had no place in you. 38. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and you do that which you have seen with your Father. Amen. So they wanted to kill Jesus Christ the Lord, and they're saying they are of Abraham, and this is what he said to them. I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me because my word had no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and you do that which you have seen in your Father. And they answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man that had told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. In other words, if they was of Abraham and Abraham was their father, they would not seek to kill the Lord. 41. Yes, do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. So they're claiming God is their father, but yet they want to kill the Son of God. Okay. verse 42. Jesus said unto them, if God was your father, you would have loved me, for I proceed forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me here. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. Amen. They cannot understand the words that he speaks them, even because these particular group of people are not Abraham's seed, and God is not their father. And Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. Amen. And if we are the sheep, and he is the shepherd, and when we hear the true word of God, we hear the voice of the Lord, and what do the sheep do? They follow the shepherd, and they obey him, and they do not follow nobody else but the shepherd. Amen?
Amen.
44. You are of your father, the devil. Jesus is telling them, they are of the father, the devil, and the lust of their father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abide not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh on his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. So we know where the lie comes from, and they wanted to kill the Son of God, and we know whose children they are. So this is what we're reading so far. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. They cannot hear the truth, and they cannot believe the truth. Which of you convicts me of sin? Now Jesus Christ is asking this particular group, which one of you have convicted me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God hears God's words. Amen. That person, the sheep, hears his voice. He that is of God heareth God's words. You therefore hear them not, because you are not of God. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, say we not, will that thou art a Samaritan and have a devil? So now they're saying Jesus has a devil. Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. And I speak not my own glory. There is one that speaketh and judgeth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. 52. Then said the Jews unto him, now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets. And thou sayest, if a man keeps my saying, he shall never taste death. So Jesus is telling him he is the resurrection, but yet they still do not hear what he's saying. 53. Art thou greater than the father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead? Who makest thou thyself? Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me. Of whom you say that he is your God, yet you have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you. But I know him and keep his saying. Amen. Your father Abraham rejoices to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Amen. Glory goes to God. So this is a very important scripture for us to understand. Jesus did not only come for the sinner or call the sinner, but he's calling the sinner to repentance. And the sheep that know him they hear his voice. And when they hear the words of God, they know where it's coming from, and they understand them, and they understand the words that he's saying, and their ears are open to the truth. Amen. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, and you had he quickened, who were dead in trespass and sins, wherein time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. So what Paul is saying here, we all was in darkness. We all were children of disobedience before we came to know the Lord. And this is what we're saying. We were children of disobedience. And look what verse 3 says. Among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, and the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. We were children of disobedience, and we followed the deeds of the flesh, and we were children of wrath. But glory goes to God that we recognized his voice when he called us, and we obeyed him. And thank God for his son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, he quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, quickened us together in Christ. In other words, what he said, thank God, because he's rich in mercy, and because of the great love that he had for us, even when we were dead in sin, he had quickened us together with Christ. That means that when we come to the Lord Jesus Christ and when he says we need to carry our cross daily and follow him, as Christ was crucified on the cross, we also was crucified with Christ. And if we was crucified with Christ, we should no longer walk in the deeds of the flesh or the sins of the world, but we are quickened together with Christ. Amen. We should walk in the newness of life. Amen. Verse 6, and had raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I hope everybody understands the scripture, what it says. It says, and had raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places with Jesus. We're talking about Jesus Christ. God made us together. If Christ died on the cross, we died with him. And then because he is risen, we're alive and we're quickened together with the Lord. And he had raised us together and made us sit together in heavenly places with Jesus. Now, could you imagine Jesus sits in heavenly places with somebody who continues in their sin and continues walking in their sin and continues walking after the sins of the world and the flesh? Does this make sense? It doesn't make sense, does it? No, because he had quickened us together in Christ in heavenly places. And this is what the scripture in Mark is saying. He called the sinners to repentance. And we read the scriptures, how we respond to his message. And then verse 7, that in the ages to come, he might show the exceedingly riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace you are saved through faith. And that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen. So we're saved by the grace of God, but not by our works, but also because he had quickened us together with Christ. We shouldn't boast about the works that we could do because it doesn't save us. He saves us by his grace. But this is also why he saved us in verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen. So, the Bible also says, our name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the earth. Also, he chosen the good works that he does through us, which was ordained, before ordained, that we should walk in them. Amen. Not only our name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life, but the work that we do, he does it through us, and he chose us for that particular work that he works through us. Amen. So we do not work for our salvation, but we allow the Holy Spirit and God to work. Give me a second. I got to change my headset real quick. Okay. Amen. Nancy, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Amen. Glory goes to God. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. Be ye therefore followers of God as their children, and walk in love, as Christ also had loved us, and had given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for the sweet-smelling savor. Amen. But fornication, all uncleanness and covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. If you are a born-again believer, you refer to in the Bible, in the book, as saints, and therefore these things should not be named among you, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which is mockery, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idol worshiper, idolater, had any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ. Anybody out there listening and says again, yes, God loves us. He loves the sinners. And we could think in their mind we can remain sinners and go to heaven and sit in heavenly places while you are still sinning. Let me read this scripture again. For this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous, who is an idol worshiper, if a person has or loves anything other more anything other than God, that is an idol worshiper, had any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words. In other words, no matter who it is that tells you this lie, do not believe it. No matter how fancy they make it sound and how much they love you, and they're going to tell you and lift you up with words of encouragement, thinking it's all right to continue in your sin, we just read the word of God that they will not inherit the kingdom of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, because of these things comes the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Because of those things that we just read, for this reason comes the wrath of God on whom? The children of disobedience. Well, somebody out there might say, well, those are not us. They're not Christian. They're children of disobedience. Well, in order to be a child of disobedience, you must first be a child. And who are you disobeying? If you are a child of God and you're disobeying God, he's talking about those that call themselves Christians and disobey God. And I'm going to read it again. Let no man deceive you with vain words, because of these things comes the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not you therefore partakers with them. For you are sometimes dark, were sometimes darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. You were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness. Amen. Does that mean it's okay to continue in your sin because God loves you? Well, yes, God loves us no matter what, but he also loves Ananias and Sapphira. He also loved all those Jews that came out of the land of Egypt, the children of disobedience, the one that was disobedient in the... He opened the ground and the ground followed them up. Did he love them? Yes. But God is a loving God, merciful God, but he's still a just God. We must not forget he's a just God, and he called the sinners to repentance. But rather reprove them, in other words, expose such things. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret, but all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doeth make manifest is light. But the evil intentions will be exposed when the light shines on them, for the light makes everything visible. Amen. Glory goes to God.
Amen.
We have more. Wherefore, he said, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. Amen. What does that scripture mean? Awake from your sleepiness, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. Well, a person that is not born again, that does not have the Holy Spirit dwelling in them, are considered dead and sleeping. And this is what it says. Be filled with the Holy Spirit, and Christ shall give you light. Amen. Amen. Verse 15. See then that you walk carefully, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. This means, make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of God is, the will of the Lord, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. So be not drunk with wine. Be not partakers of the sins of the world. And do not let the sins of the flesh lead you. But what should you do? You should be filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, seeking and making melodies in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourself one to another in the fear of God. Amen. Colossians 3, starting at verse 1. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, which Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affliction on things above, not on things of the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid in Christ, in God, with Christ, who is your life, shall, when he shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. Amen. This scripture confirms that when we come to the Lord and we are filled with the Holy Spirit, that we died to ourselves, carrying our cross daily, following the Lord Jesus Christ. We died with him on the cross, but when he risen on the third day and he's alive, he lives in us and we are alive in him. And then, verse 5, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. Put to death, in other words, therefore, what is earthly in you, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil, conspicuous, covetousness, which is idol worship, idolatry. So put to death the sinful earthly things lurking within you and have nothing to do with immortality, impurity, lust, or evil desires. Don't be greedy, for a greedy person is an idol worshiper. Amen. For which thing's sake the wrath of God comes upon the children of disobedience, in which you also walked sometime, which you lived in them, but now you also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication of coming out of your mouth. Anger, rage, malice behavior, slander, and dirty language. These are things that should not come out of our mouth. Lie not one another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge, after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Jew nor Greek, barbarian or uncivilized, bond or free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, clothes of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against you, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectionists. And let the peace of God rule your hearts, to which also you are called in one body. And be thankful. And let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do, word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. And give thanks to God and the Father by him. Amen. Glory goes to God. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall reap of the flesh corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Amen. Glory goes to God. And I hope and pray everybody understood the message tonight, that God sent his Son to the world to save us from sin. And he called the sinners to repentance. And God requires us to be obedient to God. And how do we do that? By his word and through the power of the Holy Spirit. And the choice is ours. And we read in Galatians chapter 3, verse 8, for he that soweth to his flesh shall reap of the flesh corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall reap everlasting life. It's very simple to understand. Amen. Glory goes to God. And that's our sharing for tonight. Nancy, back to you.
Well, amen. Amen, Barney. That was an awesome word. Praise God. Barney, if you
amen.
Can actually repeat those scriptures, please, God bless you, for all our listeners out there, that they can actually pick it up. And if you could, you know, in the pattern that you read them, please.
Amen. That's Mark chapter 2, verses 15 to 17. John chapter 8, verses 31 to 58. And Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 10. Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 1 through 21. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 through 17. And Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 and 8. Amen.
Well, God bless you, Brother Barney. Amen. Amen. Well, you know, what you're saying about obedience and who are the disobedient. So basically, we just have to start getting right with the Lord. Amen. Amen. Glory goes to God. We thank God for tonight's message. We're going to start taking calls. So if you do have a prayer or a comment about what was shared tonight, please press number 1 on your keypad and we will bring you up on air. If you have a comment, a prayer, whatever it is that you want to talk about, just let us know. Press number 1, and we'll bring you up on air. Barney, we do have a prayer. Our friend Dinah and her husband Ricky, Ricky was in a bad car accident, and they want to do surgery to put bolts in his legs, or one of his legs. So I guess we're going to lift up that prayer, and glory goes to God. Did you have any prayer requests, Barney?
I don't. No. Glory goes to God. We'll pray for that time.
Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight, Lord. And Father God, we just want to thank you, first of all, Father, for the word, Lord, that we received tonight, Father God. Father, I pray, Lord, that this word, Father, will go out to every listener, every caller, Lord. And may it plant a seed of good fruit, Father, in each and every one of them and us including. Father, we want to thank you for tonight, Lord. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for this ministry in the name of Jesus. Father, we just lift up our brother Ricky to you. And we ask, Father God, for a complete healing, Lord, upon him, Father, from the top down to his soles, Father God. We pray tonight, Lord, that you would just take over, Father God, and, Lord, that he would not need this surgery, Father, upon his legs, Father God. But, Lord, I pray, Father, that you would give him strength and courage, and, Father, that you would just bring peace to his family, Lord. And, Father, we just thank you, Lord, because you put your hand, Father, your hand of protection, Father, upon that car, Lord, and we thank you, Father, for bringing them all home safe and sound in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you would just keep continuing to heal him, intervene in him and his family, Father. And we just say thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious holy name. Father, I want to pray tonight, Lord, for every caller, every listener, Lord. I pray, Father, that, Lord, that you would just keep ministering to them, Father God. And, Lord, I pray tonight, Father, that this word, Father, that they receive, Father God, that they would just allow it, Father, to intervene in them, Father God. And, Lord, that they would start taking it seriously, Lord. Father God, that we would all learn to be more obedient to you, Father God, in Jesus' precious holy name. We thank you, Father. We praise you always. We glorify your name tonight, Father God. And we just say we love you, Lord. And we say amen and amen. And glory goes to God. Praise God. Amen. Well, Barney, did you have anything else that you wanted to add to that? God bless you.
No, but it is very important that we understand the scriptures and have a relationship with God and walk in the Spirit. If not, how are we going to know if somebody is preaching a true doctrine or preaching a doctrine that they want to believe? How would we know the difference? It's only by discernment, by knowing the Word of God, by being in the Spirit and discerning the truth. And we're supposed to not even really rely on anybody, but there's no excuse for today. You know, like 20 years ago, yes, a lot of people don't know how to read and they're hopeless and they have to go by what people say. But in today's age and technology, you don't have to know how to read. Some people are not good readers. That's fine. But every smartphone, you talk to it and it gives you scriptures and it talks back to you. We need to know the true gospel. We need to know our Lord Jesus Christ. And not only, he's not only there for our blessings, which thank God for our blessing. He's not only there for healing. He's not only there for being like that. He's there to be our Lord. We have to make him our Lord and our Savior. And we have to take the Word of God serious and apply it to us. He is the Word. If we deny the Word, if we deny the true Word, we are denying him. And if we're denying him, that makes us children of disobedience. And we read the word. For this cause is the wrath of God to come upon the children of disobedience. We do not want to be children of disobedience. We want to be holy and pleasing to God. And how do we do that? Only by his Holy Spirit and by his word. Well, which word? There's only one word, his word. Because my sheep knows my voice, and they follow me. And that's the only word we should listen to, his word. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God, Barney. Glory goes to God. That's right. We have to be sure. We have to actually allow our discerned spirit to take over and to see what is real and what isn't. What is fake and what is real? What is true and what is not true? Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
We need to be very careful from the uplifting preachers that give you the uplift, and it was a great message that you heard and you feel uplift. But 2 hours later, you forget all about the message. It had no effect on you. We need to know the true word of God and remain in the truth. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Barney. Praise God. Amen. Well, Barney, if this is the end of our sharing and our Bible sharing, I would like to give our announcements for the rest of the week. And, of course, we will be here back on Monday night. No, I'm sorry. I get confused. Tuesday nights. We moved Monday to Tuesday. So Tuesday night at 11 o'clock Central Time, 12 o'clock Eastern Time, 10 o'clock Mountain Time, and 9 o'clock Pacific Time. So please, God bless you. Come on in and hear again the true word of God, the Watchman Report, the end days news. That's what we do every Tuesday night, is bring the end time news and news alerts every Tuesday night. And we are here every Friday night at 11 o'clock, same time, same place again. You can reach us also on Instagram from God's True Lifeline. Do not hesitate. We're here, Blog Talk Radio, twice a week. And we want to say God bless you, and we love you all in the love of the Lord. Amen. Barney?
Amen. Glory goes to God. Thank you, Father God, for your word. And I hope and pray that everybody that received your word, it will grow in their hearts and bring forth fruit that will glorify you. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Amen and amen. And I want to leave everybody with John 17:17. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Good night, everybody, and God bless you all.
Good night, Barney. And God bless your wife and your family also.
Good night, Nancy. God bless your husband.
Bye, everybody. We'll see y'all next week. Good night.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. My knees, will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. I can only imagine.